Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life Music Part 2. Hey, you know, music is something that's in all of us. You know, there's a first song, there's a first beat, there's a first everything. What those are, we really don't know what those are, but, you know, something must have came along and was pounding on something, and sooner or later they stretched something out over a skin. Over a hollowed log or something, because when we talked about that last year in the Ojibwe Way of Life, there was the first song. But you know, the other thing that we do know is that music, especially the beat of a drum, is what happens is that if you stand next to that for like 8 minutes, scientifically it's proven that it puts together your cells that are breaking apart from free radicals such as the sunlight or something like or things like that, you know, some things that break up the cells in your body. The beating on the vibration of a drum will bring that back. And we always talk about healing, you know. The other thing that we talked about, we want to express is the stick itself, you know, we call that Matwewigun. Matwewigun, the Matwewigun is the sound far off. And that's the calling. Yeah, calls you for things. Could be like back in the day, it was to call for war or for to let people know, you know, something is starting and those types of things. And music is also designed to make you feel good. You have feel good feelings and those types of things. We talked about earlier, the voice has 13 sounds it can make, or humans anyway. And we make a lot of good melodies with those. We can catch some pretty high notes with our voices. And we can catch some pretty low ones. And music, yeah, once again, is in all of us. You know that the night, for me, the nighttime, air changes my voice when I sing. I don't know if anybody knew that. And as opposed to the day, in the morning time, I got to work at it and work at it and work at it to get a good sound out of it, like tuning it up. You know, you got to work at it. And starts with a good morning shower, you know, get in there and start getting the nasal passages cleared out. The voice is soothed with wetness from the steam of the shower, and then, you know, you get on out and you gotta concentrate on your breathing. And you get your resonating chambers and, you know, going and all that. Yeah, it's not an easy feat, at least not for me anyway, you know. You got to concentrate at it and get it going. Me, if I just get out there, you know, it's not the same for me. You know, I see other guys out there, they don't have that problem. They just get there and it seems like they could sing any time that they want, you know. But me, I got to think about it. I once sang for 30 days straight when I was on the other side of the world, you know. 30 days every day I sing without giving it a break. And that's how I started out every morning, you know. I got up and I had to think about it and I had to concentrate about it. And the sun was super hot there, you know. And we had to sing out in the sun, you know, and go different places and go sing. They had us at their malls and whatnot. We're in Dubai, by the way. And, yeah, so getting that out there wasn't an easy feat at all. But I do know that all the younger guys had all burnt out after maybe about, you know, I think the longest other guy that hung in there, he hung in there for like 27 days. And me, I finished out all 30. And even at the very last day, the 30th day, because I took care of my voice, you know, I just didn't get out there and start singing. I really, really focused and concentrated on it. But the last day, the 30th day, my voice was still hitting the top notes and all the songs we were singing. I didn't crack. I didn't, you know, fail or nothing. And I don't know if you guys know the traveling song, but yeah, that traveling song is not an easy song to sing, you know. It's a very high song, and that was the very last song I sang, and I sang it all by myself, and that's just the way it was, you know. And so music, you know, everybody thinks, you know, that we can sing those high notes constantly, you know, and some guys can. Some guys just have that uncanny ability to do those things. And myself, like I said, you know, I got to focus, I got to concentrate. And yeah, and it's for the people, you know, for the people when I sing, you know, so that they can dance for the creator, and all the older people that they want to dance for, the people that can't dance, the people that can't be there. So it's a circle of goodness, you know. Whenever you get there, you know, everybody's doing something for someone. And that's how we are. Give and give and give, you know. We're giving people, especially with our music and those types of things. Well, you know, this is the second part of music. And we could go on and on and on. There are many things to talk about. But there we come to an end. So thank you for tuning on in. We'll see you back here next week. This is Ojibwe Way of Life. Thanks for tuning on in. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.